Chapter 8 Tranquility. A polyp cylinder with hemispherical end caps, its shell the colour of fired unglazed clay, 65 kilometres long, 17 kilometres in diameter, the largest of all Bitech habitats ever to be germinated within the Confederation. It was drab and uninviting in appearance, and difficult to see from a distance. What little sunlight eventually reached it from the F3 primary, 1.7 billion kilometres away, seemed to be repulsed, preferring to flow around the curving shell rather than strike the surface. It was the only human settlement in the star system, orbiting 7,000 kilometres above the ruin ring. The shattered remnants of those very remote Xenoch cousins were its sole companions, a permanent reminder that, for all its size and power, it was terribly mortal, lonely, isolated, and politically impotent. There should be few people who would choose to live in such a place. And yet, starships and scavenger vessels on an approach trajectory could discern a stippled haze of light hovering around the end cap, orientated to galactic north. A cluster of industrial stations floated in attendance. Owned by some of the largest astro-engineering companies in the Confederation, they were permanently busy serving the constant stream of starships arriving and departing. Cargo tugs, fuel tankers, personnel carriers, and multi-purpose service vehicles shuffled around them, their reaction drives pulsing out a smog of hot blue ions. A 3-kilometer spindle connected Tranquility's northern end cap to a non-rotating spaceport, a disk of metal girders, 4.5 kilometers in diameter, with a confusing jumble of support facilities, tanks, and docking bays arrayed across its surface, resembling a gigantic metal cobweb that had snagged a swarm of fantastic cybernetic insects. It was as busy as any Edenist habitat, with Adamist starships loading and unloading their cargoes, taking on fuel, embarking passengers. Behind the tarnished silver-white disk, three circular ledges stood out proud from the end cap, havens for the Bitech starships, which came and went with quick, graceful agility. Their geometrical diversity fascinated the entire spaceport and most of the habitat's population. Observation lounges overlooking the ledges were popular among the young and not so young. Machusko was where the Black Hawks mated and died and gestated. Tranquility offered itself as one of their few legitimate home bases. Their eggs could be brought here, changing hands for upwards of 20 million fuser dollars and absolutely no questions. Around the rim of the end cap, hundreds of organic conductor cables stretched out into space, subject to constant dust abrasion and particle impact. They were extruded on a permanent basis by specialist glands to compensate for the near-daily breakages. The habitat's rotation kept the cables perfectly straight, radiating away from the shell like the leaden grey spokes of some cosmic bicycle wheel. They sliced through the flux lines of Merchusko's prodigious magnetosphere, generating a gigantic electrical current which powered the biological processes of Tranquility's mitosis layer, as well as the axial light tube and the domestic demands of its inhabitants. Tranquility ingested thousands of tons of asteroidal minerals each year to regenerate its own polyp structure and invigorate the biosphere. But chemical reactions alone could never produce a fraction of the energy it needed to nurture its human occupants. Beyond the end cap and the induction cables, exactly halfway down the cylinder, there was a city, home to over 3 million people, a band of starscrapers wrapped around the median equator, 500-meter-long towers projecting out of the shell, studded with long, curving transparencies that radiated warm yellow light into space. The view from the luxurious apartments inside was breathtaking. Stars alternated with the storm-racked gas giant and its little empire of rings and moons, eternal yet ever-changing as the cylinder rotated to provide an Earth-standard gravity at the base of the towers. Here Adamists were granted the site which was every Edenist's birthright. Small wonder, then, that Tranquility, with its liberal banking laws, low income tax, the availability of Black Hawks to charter, and an impartial habitat personality which policed the interior to ensure a crime-free environment, essential for the peace of mind of the millionaires and billionaires who resided within, had prospered, becoming one of the Confederation's premier independent trading and finance centres.